2. The Gospel for the Church. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Ephesians 5:25. The doctrine of grace creates a culture of grace where good things happen to bad people. A gracious church culture proves that Jesus is the Holy One who forgives sinners, the King who befriends his enemies, the genius who counsels failures. Gospel doctrine and gospel culture do not coexist by lucky chance. The doctrine creates and sustains the culture. The way we live together in our churches grows out of what we believe together. So the gospel must land on each of us personally. You and I must believe the gospel for ourselves first and foremost. But the gospel also creates a new kind of community, a gospel culture called a church. What is a church? A church, not the church, but a church, is a body of believers in Jesus, together drawing their life from him in regular, practical, organized ways that accelerate their progress for him. You and I are one with all true Christians throughout history. Augustine, Martin Luther, Johann Sebastian Bach, and many other amazing people. That's exciting. But the unity of the church becomes our actual experience in the unity of a church. In our local churches, what we share goes beyond our experiences with Christians in general. Being part of a church frees us from a vague idealism and gives us traction for real gospel advance that will matter forever. Your church is more than a collection of people who happen to get together on Sundays. You could go to a professional football game on a Sunday afternoon for a mere get-together. The fans of a team might sit together, wear the team colors, and cheer in unison when their team scores. But when the game is over, they walk out of the stadium, drive home.